Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome, professional wrestling fans, to the PW Fan, the ultimate pro wrestling podcast created by the fans for the fans. This is episode 203. I am your host, collector, barber, and musician, talk wrestling, Tim Gilbert.
And I'm your host, the architect of pro wrestling podcast, Andy.
I'm also your host, the Nelson Wrestling Indie Fan and football lover, Jeremy.
Well, before we get started on episode 203, please go to our Instagram and our TikTok, look up at the PW Fan, hit that add button, it really helps us, and then YouTube is / the PW Fan Pod. Hit subscribe, and for t-shirts, it's prowrestlingtees.com / the PW Fan. Andy, I'm going to pass it over to you, and
all right.
Let you take us in.
This week we're going to be talking about some Elimination Chamber tournament qualifiers, as well as we're getting ready for AEW Revolution. So let's get right into it with AEW Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Opening match, Dynamite. John Moxley versus Mark Davis, Continental Championship Eliminator, in which Moxley would win with a submission.
Don't do that again.
What?
Tim was like, who?
Oh, my God.
Davis, who?
We had a tag team division promo segment. The Bucks and FTR. FTR complained that about the Bucks' interference the past few weeks, and the Bucks ended up hitting them with super kicks. So I believe the match is now made official for Revolution. FTR will be defending their titles against the Bucks. And like we talked about, the Bucks are back to their old gimmick.
I was going to say, most likely losing them, I'm assuming, to the Bucks. I think so.
Willow Nightingale successfully defended her TBS championship in a fatal four-way against Marina Shafir, Megan Bain, and Mina Shirakawa.
Shirakawa.
Chris Statlander is not medically cleared still, apparently. We did have an MJF and Hangman Adam Page in ring promo.
Oh, no.
Hangman proposed a Texas death match per usual, typical.
That part is fine. I'm not saying that
so
part.
Now he's backed himself into a corner like Cody did. He said he would give up the world title opportunities in the future if he loses. So just like he said,
he can never challenge again
for the title. MJF just got it. So like, is Hangman really gonna, or are they just gonna bring out a new like top title? And
they can't do that. Hangman's so young.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And you're gonna,
he's gonna go to WWE.
This is every time like a top star in AEW, they're like, you know what? You can't challenge it for the title ever again.
MJF apparently is gonna have his own stipulation.
Yeah, for this Wednesday, right? He's gonna announce it.
He'll add it to the match. Oh, it's weird.
Yeah. Speaking of MJF, did you guys see he was in the indies wrestling, was it Zilla Fatu?
Yeah, he faced Zilla Fatu, which I talked a little bit about that on Collision, or when we get to Collision. That's when they showed the highlights.
Collision.
So we'll talk about that in a second. The main event of the show, though, was Kenny Omega versus Swerve. I think this might have been the first time they've ever wrestled.
Yeah, I think so. And it was supposed to, I'm sure it was supposed to probably be a pay-per-view one, but Omega is busy for during Revolution because he'll be in Japan.
Okay.
So they kind of had to do this now, I guess.
Chaponet. Well,
Swerve ended up winning, and then I think Swerve, you could say, yeah, he turned heel.
Definitely he turned
heel. Attacked Kenny. He hung him over the ropes with a chain, as they do in the AEW. Delivered a vertebraker through a table. He delivered a vertebraker through a table, and this is their way of making Omega have time off.
Yeah. But also, so. I'm glad that, like, Swerve, he was, like, a cool babyface and everything, but I feel like they needed, like, a top heel. Like, they don't really have... I mean, MJF is the top heel, but, like, they don't have anyone else, really. Everyone else is a cool babyface.
Besides, like, MJF and the Don Callis family. Now that the Death Riders are, like...
Well, the Don Callis family, I'm like... I wouldn't say, like, I consider them a main event family or heel
group. Yeah. Oh, like a group. Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. You're talking about singles.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Swerve is, like, I expect him to win if he's wrestling a match, too.
Okay.
And you don't have, like, a heel like that.
All right. Well, that did it for Dynamite. Let's get into Collision. Opening match, the World Trios Champions. Championships were defended successfully. Jet Set Rodeo, which is Mike Bailey, Kevin Knight, and Hangman Adam Page. Yeah, I forgot the Trios champions.
I'm sorry to be unprofessional. I am parched. I need to go grab moisture.
We shall
keep
continue.
Rolling. Continue. I'll be right there.
As Andy would say, he's like, you didn't need to say that. Just go do it.
I am parched.
Do it.
And he's like, don't interrupt me.
They defended against the demand.
As the Sahara.
Jack Perry's music hits, which distracts Ricochet. Page hits a buckshot lariat on Ricochet for the win. Jet Set Rodeo retained. And then we had the Young Bucks versus
also,
Swirl. Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say, just a quick note also about Collision. I don't know if you've seen, but their ticket sales for Collision now has actually been so much better. They actually get like, was it 2,000 to 3,000 or almost 4,000 people now, like actually filling the arenas that they're in.
Okay.
And I'm just like remember those dark days of Collision when it was like 800 people?
Well, I think they've been also picking better venues that actually like will sell.
They have. But like, yeah. I mean, like this past one, they had like almost 4,000 people there.
Yeah.
But usually when they first started doing the show, it was like tough to get 1,000. Compared to also, we can talk about it later, but WWE for, was it WrestleMania?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that. Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. We had the Bucks versus the Swirl. What do you think of this name? Just knowing who's in it.
I mean,
obviously, they came up with it, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. They're
like, I get it. Your chocolate and vanilla, like, swirl ice cream.
I thought it was funny, but
I'm like, I know it was their idea, so it's fine.
Yeah, it had to be, yeah.
Because this is the first time they've used the name.
Yeah, I was gonna say it gives them some sort of like, I don't know, identity. Because I feel like when it's just those two guys, like you're like, okay, I don't care about Lee Johnson really.
Yeah. No, not at all.
But
Tim, what do you think about the name of the
Swirl? Sorry.
About who?
So there's a team.
Tell Tim what this name.
It's Lee Johnson and Blake Christian. It's a black guy and a white guy, and their name is called The Swirl. Chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
I don't like that.
But I was telling Jimmy, obviously they came up with it, but...
Okay, yeah. Well, if they were... See, that sounds like a Vince thing. Like, if they did it themselves, then whatever. But if it was like, oh, yeah... Come the fucking Swirl, yeah.
It's like chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
Chocolate. It's like an Oreo cookie. Then I don't like it.
Let's get into what you were talking about, Jeremy. So they played a video recap of MJF versus Zilla.
Oh, yeah.
In which MJF would end up winning, I think because Andrade ended up showing up and distracting Zilla.
Yeah, MJF was going to hit him with the title, and then Andrade showed up and then took the title.
And then it showed MJF backstage getting or yelling at Andrade for interfering. Andrade just basically, you know, declared that he's, you know, in the world title picture or wants to be.
Which is nice because I'm glad that he's still up there. I don't, they don't, like, forget about them.
Claudio would retain the CMLL World Heavyweight Championship. I didn't even remember that he was the CMLL World Heavyweight Champion against Josh Alexander.
Yes. So many titles. Didn't
Tony Khan was in the middle when like they had the title or whatever. He was like holding it all serious face too.
I think so.
Yeah. I was just like, I was like, why is he out there?
Ciampa talks wanting to face Kyle Fletcher again and get his title back, the TNT Championship. Death Riders versus Don Cow's family. Takeshita hits the Raging Fire on Yuta for the win. So Don Cow's family ended up winning. Let's see. Gabe Kidd and Clark Connors interrupt the show at one point. They call out Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy. Individually, they want to challenge them each for a match. And then the main event was the Rascals versus FTR, AEW World Tag Team Championship Eliminator. I like the Rascals a lot.
Yeah, me too. They're actually really good.
They ended up winning. They earned a future World Tag Team title shot. Afterwards, GOA attacked the Rascals and the Young Bucks at ringside. FTR fight the Young Bucks and the Young Bucks family, shoving their father and mom, spitting powder in Papa Buck's face and dragging their brother Malachi Jackson, which is their younger brother, even though he looks older because he's balding, into the ring. Yeah, Jungle Jack Perry tries to help, but is nailed with Ricochet Spear Gun pretty much out of nowhere. And then FTR then hits Malachi with a spike pile driver, in which it looked like his head actually hit the mat as the show goes off the air.
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy ending.
Yeah.
Also, like with the family, I feel like Dax like holding in pretty good too.
Dude, FTR back when they were feuding before FTR attacked their dad.
They did. That's right. Yeah. Just got the whole family this time.
So now we are on to Raw from last week.
I was going to say a quick thing for a Collision for the women's division. I think Thunder Rosa made her return, right? That was like from a while.
And Tekla cut a promo.
Yeah, so I guess she's like in the world title reign or area now. But Julia Hart had this. I don't know if it was always her entrance, but I thought it was cool. I don't know if you saw with the lighting when she put her hand over a light and it turned red, like on the ramp as she was walking by. That was just a cool little touch. I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. And I love the song.
Yeah, the song is the old House of Black song, but
yeah,
it changed a little bit lyrics wise. Okay, Raw. Opening segment, The Vision, The Usos, and LA Knight. Usos open up the show. They're interrupted by The Vision, who were still upset about Austin Theory losing the main event last week in the Elimination Chamber tournament qualifier. Adam Pearce comes out, announces that Bronson Reed will compete in a qualifier next week, a.k.a. tonight. LA Knight interrupts, fires shots at Logan, Bronson, and Austin Theory, in which this would set up a six-man tag, The Vision versus the Usos and LA Knight, in which The Vision would win. Afterwards, the masked man again comes out and attacks
the masked man.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. This is Triple H's favorite thing to do, I feel like.
Seth
Rollins. Could be Seth, but Seth? Who's actually under it? Like,
no,
probably
I know
not
who
Seth.
It,
anyone could
it's,
act.
It's, what's his face?
Grayson Waller.
Yeah, it's Grayson Waller.
Is it?
Could be Grayson Waller wanting retribution, just be like,
dude,
left me
imagine,
Austin.
Imagine Grayson Waller is the big reveal. Everybody's going to be like, wow.
That's only two in a row. That's like, you're like, I don't care.
I think people called it Theory being it a long time ago.
Yeah, but like, even like, remember when you said Theory and Tim and I were like, yeah, but he's not on that level.
He's like, Gracie Waller.
It's not very Australian, but yeah. Like, straight up like Birmingham. He went Peaky Blinders.
Have you seen the thing that's like Australian people flirting versus British people? And the Australian person's like, oh, hi, how are you today? And then like walks by.
They're like in their face.
And then the British person's like, do you want me to show you a couple nuts? He's like, come here, love.
My favorite line of like when British people say it is like, you're joking, mate. Like they say that part.
You're joking, mate. I also like your gyrations are most satisfying.
Or Andy, what do they eat?
Beans on toast. Oh, dude. I'm buns on toast.
Brown sludge. We just lost all of our British listeners. Like,
are they going to have a Chinese tonight?
Do you want guys want to go have a Chinese?
Smoke a spliff.
Smoke a spliff. All right. Women's Elimination Chamber qualifier. Asuka, Bayley, Natalia, Natty. Asuka wins.
Oh, all right. Last one, sorry.
Asuka wins and qualifies. Afterwards, Maxine Dupri attacks Natalia.
Has Natty done anything since being Natty?
No, she's just feuding with Maxine.
Oh, okay.
Stephanie McCare tears into Liv Morgan in a sit-down segment in which Liv is left shaken and crying.
Shaken and upset, as your AI notes
Dom
say.
Dom and Stephanie spoke Spanish back and forth and insulted one another. Dom was
what did she say?
Yeah,
we decimate about 5,000 trees per episode during the ChatGPT notes. Andy, every episode, Andy's like just killing an entire forest.
You want to use the whole waterfall of water for this?
Just drain the earth.
Let's talk about CM Punk. CM Punk addressed the Judgment Day guys. Yep. He accused them of dragging down Finn Balor. Finn claimed that he was the best in the world because he knew European catch wrestling, learned from luchadors, and trained in the toughest dojos in Japan. Punk would disagree and then ask Finn who he wants to be remembered as. I'm liking the Finn and Punk.
I love this. I love this promo because I love the way that Finn, like, you're kind of, I know that you're kind of like going through because we have a lot to talk about, but his cadence of like, he's like, if you want to be the best in the world, you gotta train at the toughest dojos. You gotta do all the lucha libre. Like, this whole segment was cool.
Yeah. I'll mention something because I think Drew has been on podcasts and radio lately talking about it, like. The title with Punk has now become the title.
Yeah.
More people, plus Roman's going for it. So, like, but even before Roman went for it, I felt like since Punk has had it, isn't the whole thing like the man elevates the title, not the title?
I really wish that. I just wish they would go back to having one champ, the guy. You know,
they always do eventually. It all comes full circle.
Yeah, but then they'll split it off into two again.
They never stay.
Yeah, then it'll become like the Universal Galactic the Galactic Star Alien Wars. Federation title.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely
soon, coming soon to a press conference near you.
Punk feels it's like a new era. Champ. Punk feels like the champ. Drew doesn't. It sucks. You know, and they're trying over there.
But they also always do that, though, because when Drew is, like, Drew's champion now, they don't feature him or have the same importance as, like,
dude,
when Cody was.
What is it about SmackDown that they're just cycling through the same storylines, Drew and Cody?
This is ChatGPT.
Yeah.
ChatGPT is like,
well, what do you
go working?
In all seriousness, what are we going to do after the State of the Union when they announce about the aliens? Then we're going to have to be like, but the world title's not going to be enough now. You got to have like the galactic fucking universal
was not gonna get
space
up.
Title.
The Milky Way title.
The Milky Way title.
Project Bluebeam. All right, let's continue. Nothing to see here, folks.
Nothing to see. Look at the aliens.
Intercontinental Championship number one contenders match. Penta versus El Grande Americano. Not the original El Grande. Penta wins and becomes the number one contender. So I guess Penta versus Dom will be happening. Is it going to happen at Elimination Chamber?
The interdimensional. Interdimensional title.
We had an AJ Lee and Becky Lynch segment,
I was going to say about Penta. they're finally doing something with him. It feels like, not doing something, as in giving him a title match after a win. That's a bit. But
Dom's still the Triple A champ, right? Also. Yeah.
Dom is incredibly over in Triple A or in Mexico.
Hell so yeah. Good. So good. Dom's the man. Don.
Dom.
Dom is the man.
Also, you know what's funny is, in so when they're touring like in the U.S., the El Grande Americano, the Chad Gable gets cheered, and then what's the guy's name? The other one,
Ludwig Kaiser.
He gets booed, but then in Mexico he gets cheered because his Spanish is so much better than Chad Gable's, so they love him. There.
Ludwig can speak a bunch of languages,
but he's like native almost.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think he's also dating someone that's Spanish now.
Well, yeah, he had a trade-in for a Latino.
Dude, talk about talk about like a crazy, like for him, right? He actually, both of these guys, they can go, if something happens, knock on wood, where they got to go to the Indies. Dude, it's like you can be yourself, but then you also have a whole nother character that you can play. You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot of longevity and autograph signings. Like, you can do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You're basically two wrestlers.
Yeah. I wish they would have done that thing where it's like in the Royal Rumble, like, you know, like Ludwig came out and then him as El Grande Americano afterwards, like kind of like Mick Foley would do it.
Mick Foley,
Andy is like spacing out right now.
No, I was thinking for a second. You guys mentioned like a Rumble, and then you mentioned like other wrestlers. I couldn't remember if we talked about Luke Gallows coming out as Festus last week.
Oh no, no, he did though.
Yeah, on the Indies, he came out as Festus.
Yeah, he looks so funny doing it now because he's such a different body shape, and he has tattoos and stuff. Yeah.
And he has his beard.
Yeah, and his beard.
Yeah. All right, AJ Lee, Becky Lynch segment. AJ would try to bait
do it like
Becky.
This, damn it.
Into punching her.
You can see Vince doing that too.
So let's talk about Vince in a second. Men's Elimination Chamber qualifier.
No.
The main event was Men's Elimination Chamber qualifier, Javon Evans versus Gunther versus Dominic Mysterio. Dragon Lee interfered, attacking Gunther, which he's been doing lately, in retaliation for the AJ Styles stuff. Javon Evans capitalized. Evans wins and qualifies for the Men's Elimination Chamber match. All right. The Vince video from his car crash is out.
Oh, his car crash. Okay. Yeah, we're going to
talk
about that.
Okay.
I'm playing Vince something else. Well,
there's other stuff with Janelle Grant and WWE story.
No,
she's accusing WWE of like doing a storyline that like mimicked what was going on with her.
Yeah. I would not. Yeah.
Well, first, let's talk about Vince. So, yeah, the Vince from his car crash, he was going like,
he's like, I'm an idiot. Yeah. A stupid idiot.
He's like, fucking fool.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
He crashes,
and the guy that, his bed. Oh, sorry, Andy, you want to explain it first?
Which one?
The car crash.
Janelle.
Yeah, I mean, I...
just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, the car crash is just... the car crash is just self-explanatory. It's just the police cam footage of it. And he was like, I haven't driven this car in months. And he's like, it's a fast... The cop's like, it's a fast car. He's like, yeah, too fast.
He's like, too fucking fast. And then the cop was like, you're going like 115.
Yeah. He's like, any reason for that? He's like, I'm trying to go to my daughter's or something like that. Like,
yeah, his granddaughter's something.
All right, Janelle Grant did like a press conference.
He's like,
thing.
The cop's like, you literally smashed the car right in front of you. Did you not
see it?
Like,
you didn't see it?
And he's like, I don't know. I just haven't driven this car in a while. Like, what kind of excuse?
So yeah, Janelle Grant though did like a kind of press conference thing. I didn't watch it, but there's I guess it was part of it, talking about a storyline with the Judgment Day when they were looking at, like, I guess when Liv was away, Dom was like showing things on his phone to the guys and they were all like, oh nice, like photos, and she's like,
oh, that was like what she was talking about.
Yeah. She was like accusing WWE of like how pictures of her would get sent around, and
I wouldn't put that past Vince of like that's where he got the idea.
That was a Triple H time.
That was Triple H? No, way back then.
Liv was hurt.
Yeah.
He's like, you all the way all the way. That pops up on my time all on my the way. On my
dude, that clip is feet. Crazy.
It just popped up last week. He's like, no, all the way. Triple H.
There's one where like it's so bad he like goes into like a store and he's like, oh, are you the Indian snake charmer? And he's like being like just like so shitty. Alan, dude, there's so many old clips where I'm like, I'm sure he wishes those weren't around.
I'm trying to, was there anything else like outside of
I don't think so. Other than, I don't know if you want to talk about TKO continuing to kill WWE with their ticket pricing.
Yeah, man, I saw the prices for Mania.
We saw the last trip
did.
WrestleMania.
I know, you always say that, and I'm like, that's very true. I
saw the tickets for Mania, last and like the seats where we were kind of are like 500 to 700 on average. But then you get to front row, it's like 5,000. It just jumps.
Is for Elimination Chamber or WrestleMania?
Mania.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I also saw that they did, which I thought was fucked up, was, you know how people have, like, watch parties at movie theaters or at, like, bars or whatever? Yeah. They're apparently trying to, like, not have those happen because they want people to buy tickets instead. Because their ticket prices are low. Yeah, and go to the show instead of watching it.
Oh, so they want us to buy tickets, buy a plane ticket, buy a hotel.
Well, in the area, I mean. So if it's, like, if you're in Chicago where Elimination Chamber is, they're like, you can't show...
If you're in the Chicago pay-per-view. Area.
Yeah, which is, like, fucked up, because...
I mean, yeah.
That's like...
That doesn't surprise me with them, but...
Make it the only way.
All right, you ready to get... You guys are getting 2K, aren't you?
Actually, I was about to pre-order it tonight.
Yeah. When's it come out?
It's the Monday Nitro. It's the March 13th. Monday Night War Edition.
You're doing that one?
That you can...
What do you get? Because yeah, characters early? Certain characters early?
Yeah, they come with the game.
Okay.
So all the NWO and all of DX and
instead of waiting, yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting that shit.
Tim's like, yeah.
The King of Kings version.
You're getting the King of Kings.
Gosh. No. I don't know if I will even get it. I just won't have
like,
time.
You. There's a whole cutscene in the King of Kings version where he's like, "You, all the games."
All right. Cody Rhodes opens up SmackDown. Cody opens the show.
It's a whole side story.
Cody,
you gotta hit a button for him to do that.
Cody addressed the WrestleMania picture and everything surrounding the Elimination Chamber. Chamber? Is that what I said? Chamber?
What is he doing?
Chamber.
Cody began talking about earning his opportunity and the interference. Jacob Fatu would interrupt. He came out. He's not even mad at Cody anymore. He's mad at Drew for costing him. I think he cost him the Elimination Chamber match. And he made it clear he wants Drew. Drew ends up appearing in the from like a suite in the audience. And he kind of talks about how he's like controlling everyone. He basically like people are just having matches and Drew's just like, I'm just going to interfere and like fuck over Randy, fuck over Jacob, fuck over Cody.
Yeah. What is his storyline?
I don't know. Is it going to just be like a fatal four-way at Mania?
Well, the thing I saw too was like this Mania, the road to Mania, I feel like is like, doesn't have any real story, like, compared to the past 2 years. Like, or 3 years, basically. Because you can go all the way back to, like...
Punk and Roman, that's, like, it.
Yeah, but they're trying to build that as, like, the best ever. And I'm like, you had John Cena win his 17th last time.
Yeah, but that match
year before
was
that
ass.
Was Cody. Yeah. But, like, I'm talking about, like, the build of it.
Yeah.
And then the year before that was, like, Roman beating Cody at 39.
That we saw. You mean Roman beating Cody? Okay.
Yeah, at 39. But like at 40, we saw that one.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say, you went from 41 to 39. You skipped completely over the one that we saw with The Rock. I did it for The Rock. All right.
Yeah, The Rock was a
I was just looking about like features on the King of Kings version. And there's actually another storyline where you dress up as Kane
Shut and up. You go into a funeral parlor and you say, hello, it's me, Kane. And then you meet up with Katie Vick and you do like that whole story.
Oh, my God. You drug the boss's daughter.
You drug Stephanie McMahon and Murray. Dude, the King King's version is diabolical.
We had Ilya Dragunov.
Can't be surprised of what's happening now. This is the guy who's in charge.
Ilya Dragunov versus Tama Tonga. They've been pushing Tama. MFTs interfere. Tama Tonga hits the cutthroat elbow for the win. MFTs attack Dragunov. Apollo Crews and Matt Cardona try to help out, but as jobbers do, they just get booted aside.
Cardona's already down there.
It sucks.
That also happens in the King of King version. You pick which jobbers you want to squash.
And then the Uncle Howdy video was played.
Yeah.
Dragunov and Carmella Hayes are backstage. Ilya gives Hayes a pep talk and also says that he still wants the U.S. title before Mania. Jade Cargill cuts a promo. She said that she would appear on Raw, which is tonight, to hear Liv Morgan's WrestleMania decision. I guess after weeks, she's finally going to choose. She listed other challengers, one of them being Charlotte Flair, and then Charlotte Flair would then come out and they would get in each other's face for a second. This would lead to Charlotte Flair versus Nia versus Kiana James, Women's Elimination Chamber qualifier, in which Kiana James had an upset and ended up qualifying. Kiana James, if you don't know, is Julia's mouthpiece, basically. We had Obafemi destroying Kit Wilson. You ever get hyped for his theme song? Kit Wilson.
Yeah.
He's weirdly over. I don't like it.
I thought you were going to say about Obafemi too.
Toxic masculinity. And he just gets destroyed by Obafemi. All right.
I like him.
Triple H has now pulled a very Vince move. There's a mystery crate. And it won't be opened until Elimination Chamber.
And that's a Cornette quote. He said, you come out of a box, you're over.
Yeah, that's right. But also, just think about it logically. If this is a person inside, there's inside this box for 2 weeks now.
They live in there.
Live in this box.
Imagine this.
People think it's Jericho. You're an idiot. But
Jericho. Also, speaking of Jericho, apparently his AW deal is frozen.
Yeah.
He was hurt. Time off, yeah. So he wasn't available, is what people thought.
It's imminent, but we don't know when. But it will.
Yeah, I mean, later. It's
like it will happen at some point. Nick Aldis is shown examining the crate. R-Truth is nearby. Later, we see other superstars gathering around it. Johnny Gargano, at one point, is lying on top of the crate because he's still depressed. Candice LeRae ends up arguing. Aldis books.
He's depressed that Ciampa is gone.
That's one of the reasons.
but like literally, he's in AEW.
Yeah, he's like, my tag partner's gone. Like,
also, some people thought that, or people said that, Danhausen would be in the box, and I was like, wouldn't that be hilarious?
It'd be so funny.
Yes,
WWE's interested in him.
They are. Yeah.
Watch, it's just Joe Hendry.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
It's Randy Orton.
No, Randy's been on the show. He has a match in the main event.
I'm just trying to think of like a regular ass guy. Like it's gonna be like a letdown. They're gonna be like, hey,
Grayson Waller.
It's great.
Grayson Waller. Grayson.
Men's Elimination Chamber's qualifier: Trick Williams, Damian Priest, Carmelo Hayes. Trick pins Priest clean and qualifies. Backstage, we have Sammy confronting Cody about the finish from last week, in which Cody kind of took advantage of the situation that Drew caused. Sammy accuses Cody of betraying him. Cody defended himself by saying he was opportunistic, and Sammy left pissed off Trick later than kind of taunted Sammy about it.
Can Cody just turn heel?
Already? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I will not
Rhea
turn.
Ripley versus Julia ends in no contest after Nia Jax Lash Legend interfere. EO comes out to help out
Jax.
Jax. Backstage, Randy Orton gets interviewed. Aleister Black and
Zelina. I love Jeremy called him, but I didn't think anything else was.
Aleister Black and Zelina confront Randy. This leads into the main event, which is Randy Orton versus Aleister Black. First time ever. It was good, as you would expect. Drew, doing what Drew does, just interfered for no reason. He's the champ. Why is the champ attacking people in
matches? Ruining matches.
I want everybody to remember who I am.
He hits Orton with the title, in which Aleister Black capitalizes on it. Black Mass. Aleister Black beats Randy Orton.
What's going to happen to Randy at Mania?
Ramdy. I
don't know. Right. Okay.
I don't know what happens. Randy. But I know I want to end the show with Elimination Chamber predictions.
All right.
Right.
What we know so far, maybe there's a match tonight. We have Men's Elimination Chamber is Randy, Cody, Javon Evans, Trick Williams, LA Knight.
LA Knight should win, but he's not going to.
You want my prediction? Because
Cody's going to win.
I predict LA's not even in the match.
Oh, you think of Brock Lesnar?
I say Brock Lesnar because LA's been going after the Vision. As a favor, Brock Lesnar attacks LA Knight, setting up LA Knight versus Brock at Mania, which is a rumored plan.
Which then Brock squashes him.
When I'm with
Then we see sad LA Knight again.
Then LA Knight has to get up.
So then in that case, who wins the chamber to face Drew?
Cody.
Oh, God.
It's going to be Cody and Drew.
Cody, Drew, and Jacob? Triple threat?
I think so, yeah.
Cody, Drew, Jacob, Randy? Fatal four-way?
I wouldn't mind that either.
It's going to be a triple threat, Matt.
All right, Women's Elimination Chamber. Right now we have Tiffany, Asuka, Alexa, Rhea, Kiana, and someone we don't know. Who faces...
Champions! Will never.
Who faces Jade?
What?
Who faces Jade? Tiffany, Asuka, Alexa, Rhea, Kiana James, or someone else?
Kiana James.
Asuka.
Oscar?
That's Triple H. Asuka.
Oscar.
Because that's Triple H's girl.
Oscar.
He has won everything.
Faces Jade and becomes champ.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just keep thinking of the triple threat match.
Becky Lynch versus AJ Lee in Chicago for the Intercontinental Championship. Who wins?
Becky Lynch.
You think Becky beats AJ in Chicago?
This is WWE. They don't let the hometown person win.
What do you say about the Punk and Finn match?
Well, Punk's already a champion. They can't have too much
Punk
happiness
beats Balor.
In the event.
Yeah.
Punk, yeah, no. Yeah. Okay.
DQ, Roman Reigns interferes, sets up triple threat. Demon Finn versus Punk versus Roman,
Cody.
And it's a fatal four-way. In which Finn becomes champ. They both lose at Mania. Finn becomes champ.
At Mania.
That's my prediction. Wow. Demon Finn versus Punk versus Roman.
They're never bringing
Finn
back Demon Finn, though.
Champ. Calling it
Do
now.
Do you want a receipt with your paper bag?
So you're saying Becky beats AJ. In AJ's first singles match back.
Yes.
All right.
Is she going to be a Mania?
Probably.
AJ?
AJ Lee?
Yeah.
AJ Ree?
I don't think you can say that.
I didn't say what it was supposed
AJ
to be.
AJ Lee.
You guys.
Coming from the guy who just made fun of a lisp for 20 minutes.
Oh, AJ Ree.
Oh my god.
That's it, guys. That's how we're ending the show. Oh, wow. The Elimination Chamber this Saturday.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah.
Coming Take up. Me to the chamber.
In Chicago.
Eileen Wuornos.
In Chicago. So then,
when is Mania? April. Right?
When's the triple threat right? match?
Match. April, right?
Matt. Was it Mania 42? April 19th.
Yeah.
18th
April 19th?
18th and
19th.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We're still live, by the way.
We're doing it live.
We're live, pal.
All right. Catch us next week for episode 204, in which we will talk about the Elimination Chamber.
Thanks. Bye.
Been the one. You have been.